Next year, things are gonna change. Gonna drink less beer and start all over again. Gonna read more books. Gonna keep up with the news. Gonna learn how to cook. Spend less money on shoes. Gonna pay my bills on time and find my mellow way. Every day, only drink the finest wine and call my gran every Sunday. Well, resolutions, well, baby, they come and go. Will I do any of these things? The answer's probably no, but if there's one thing I must do, despite my greatest fears, I'm gonna say to you how I felt all of these years. Next year, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Next year, da-da-da-da. I'm gonna tell you how I feel. I'm gonna tell you how I feel. Resolutions, baby, they come and go. Will I do any of these things? The answer's probably no, but if there's one thing I must do, despite my greatest fears, I'm gonna say to you how I felt all of these years. Next year, da 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 da. Next year, da 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 da. Next year, da 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 da.
And that was Mega Dizzy. Yet another male. That is two so far. Yay.
Yay.
Please, I hope the rest of you are able to make it through so that we can do a duets round eventually. It won't be next round, but yeah, I want to do a duet round eventually. But anyways.
Spoiler!
Yeah. But I think pretty much everyone would figure you'd want to do a duet song with love songs anyways. Dizzy, you have a nice tone to your voice sometimes. And you do a nasal thing to your voice that fits sometimes, and sometimes it does not. And with this song, I felt the same kind of thing. Like, I felt that parts of the way that you delivered, like, it felt like you had the same overall delivery of the way that you sang the song, and I felt that at moments that some of that didn't work. Although I like your overall idea. I like the song as a song a little bit too, because, you know, like, I started off wondering, is this a love song? What does this have to?
This is a cute song. I've never heard it before, and I was like, oh, halfway through.
And then yeah, once we get to the halfway through, we like learn, oh, it's, he actually loves, because he's not going to do any of those things, but he actually. So I kind of like that, because I was wondering, like, is this, because I was thinking, is this a love song? Am I going to have to disqualify him? Because this almost doesn't sound like a love song at all, or anything to do with it. But no, I like this. Although I kind of lost interest for a while during the later part of the song, because I don't know, maybe it was just repetitious or something like that. But I felt you needed to bring repetitive, repetitious. Yeah. Words are failing today.
Just isn't a word.
But I felt that you needed to bring a lot more to it somehow that you didn't. Kind of like what I said with Melly, where I felt that you had some good points, but you need to do a lot more that you just didn't do. So I would like to hear more there. Yeah, but not bad really. Valk, what did you think?
Dizzy.
Hey.
Dizzy is my love me boyfriend, by the way.
Oh.
What? I'm sorry, but Dizzy.
I'm sorry from the show, Valk. Oh my gosh. I don't know what to say. Dizzy, I'm not putting you through now.
Well, I'll put you through, so it's fine.
Anyways, what do you think of his song? You thieving,
like,
cheating.
I am a pony. I am not thieving or cheating.
I, as Princess Galestia, ban you from having Dizzy as a boyfriend. Besides, he's not in on the whole pony business, so, yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, I liked how this sounded. I thought, like, yeah, it sounded very lounge singery. Like, I really like the doo-doo-doos. They sounded really smooth. And, like, the song overall, the tone sounded really smooth. And, the first half, I liked, like, the soul you had into it, but then, like, the second half, like, the music was building, and you still sounded, like, soulful, but you needed to, like, build with the music more. Like, I was expecting there to be, like, some, like, bam, like, do-do-do-do-do-do, like, when the, like, I can't think of the word, calypso music played, no, whatever it was, when the upbeat music started playing, I was expecting you to, like, build with it, and you just kind of, like, stayed at the same kind of, like, soulful, like, croonerish type of level, and I was hoping there'd be some, like, pizzazz thrown in there and stuff, but, like, vocally, I really like this, because it sounded, like, really clean and really smooth, and I don't think, like, I've heard you sound like that before, so, yeah, it was very attractive.
I'm going to record something sensual after this, just so I cannot say how hurt I am right now. Oh my god. on my own show. Wow. All right.
That is how love goes. We are just all this, like, fair, like, love incarnate.
I'm hurt. I'm gonna run off with Rochelle now. Bye. Next up is Divine Dragon.
Rochelle is set from the show.
Next is Divine Dragon.
She left without leaving a number. Said she needed to clear her mind. He figured she'd gone back to Austin, 'cause she talked about it all the time. It was almost a year before she called him up. Three rings in an answering machine is what she got. If you're calling about the car I sold it, if this is Tuesday night, I'm bowling. If you got something to sell, you're wasting your time. I'm not buying. If it's anybody else, wait for the tone. You know what to do. And P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. The telephone fell to the counter. She heard, but she couldn't believe. What kind of man would hang on that long? What kind of love that must be? She waited 3 days, and then she tried again. She didn't know what she'd say, but she heard three rings and then. If it's Friday night, I'm at the ball game. And first thing Saturday, if it don't rain, I'm heading out to the lake, and I'll be gone all weekend long. But I'll call you back when I get home on Sunday afternoon. And P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. Well, this time she left her number, but not another word. Then she waited by the phone on Sunday evening, and this is what he heard. If you're calling about my heart, it's still yours. I should have listened to it a little more. Then it wouldn't have taken me so long to know where I belong. And by the way, boy, this is no machine you're talking to. Can't you tell this is Austin? And I still love you. I still love you.
All right, and that was Divine Dragon.
Yay.
Yay. Valk, you go first.
Oh. Country. Yay. I love this song. I thought your timing was off a lot, like, a couple, like, by a nanosecond, like, in a lot of spots. Like, the chorus, I noticed it a lot. Some parts in the verses. And, did it feel like he was putting on a voice to you?
Well, I mean, he almost always sings country, and this was a very countrified voice, but I didn't feel that he was putting on an extra... I mean, that's all I've heard him do, really. I feel like every I think every song... I mean, the song, he... I think we did... He did two audition rounds. I think we had him do twice, and then this was the first round. So everything's been a country song each time. So I felt that it was a country standard voice. So I don't know if he normally sounds like that or not. So
know. I've never heard him on anything else either. I don't know. Like, I feel like there should have been like more like kind of like desperation in your voice, and like it sounded really sing-talky to me. But like, with you, it's always so weird because like you didn't sound bad, but you needed like, well, there were like pitch issues, and like it was like I said, it was like sing-talky, but you needed like more emotion because this is like a sad song. It's like, well, it's like bittersweet, and it was just kind of like you were singing the song, and I was like, I want to feel this song because I love this song. I don't know. Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. Divine Dragon, I think you fit country as a style very well. I think though, and that your voice is naturally fits for that. I think though that overall you need more practice in a couple of things. I felt that especially towards the second half that you missed some notes, like that you just sang the wrong one somewhere along there. Your higher notes to me sounded quite stringy.
Yeah.
On and they were small moments though, like they didn't like you didn't have like a really series so much of long notes, so much as you'd sing a bunch of notes that were in your range, and then all of a sudden a high one, and then it seemed that it didn't fit. Maybe it was because of the switch. Maybe it's within your range, but because you were switching from the way you would normally sing, that it just didn't fit. But yeah, one particular moment is when you're saying it's Friday night.
Oh.
That seemed off somewhere in there too. Also, timing I felt was off, as Doc said. I think this strained your voice a little bit. I think you picked a country song that
Yeah.
was too high for you. And there are, I mean, there's loads of country songs, and there's a good portion of them that do push those limits, and a good portion of them that are still kind of low.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think you didn't pick a song that worked too well for your voice, as far as range wise. I like the song though. I like it as a song.
I love this song.
Yeah. I would have. It was hard for me. I didn't pay attention as much to energy or emotion on this song, because I was more paying attention to the strainy parts of your higher notes. So I would have liked maybe. I think you need a little bit more practice working that. So if you do make it through tonight, then focus on either finding a song in your range, or when there are higher notes, focus on warming up your voice to deliver those notes.
Yeah.
Because that would be the thing that would probably cause you to get cut if you were to get cut. So yeah, I don't have anything else to say with Divine Dragon. You, Val?
No.
All right, so next up we have Jeffers.
Jeffers.
My head is stuck in the clouds. She begs me to come down, says, boy, quit fooling around. I told her I love the view from up here. Warm sun and wind in my ear will watch the world from above as it turns to the rhythm of love. We may only have tonight, but till the morning sun, you're mine. All my plate of music glow and sway to the rhythm of love. My heart beats like a drum, a guitar string to the strum of you. Beautiful song to be sung. She's got blue eyes deep like the sea, and go back when she's laughing at me. She rises up like the tide, the moment her lips meet mine. We may only have tonight, but till the morning sun, you're mine. All my play the music low and sway to the rhythm of love. When the moon is low, we can it's in slow motion. All your tears will subside. All your tears will dry. And long after I've gone, you'll still be humming along, and I will keep you in my mind. The way you make love so fine. We may only have tonight, but till the morning sun, you're mine. All mine. Play the music low and sway to the rhythm of love. Play the music low and sway to the rhythm of love. And sway to the rhythm of love.
Jeffers. Yay, another pop star person.
Yeah.
I'm first on this one, I think. Yeah.
Yep.
First. Jeffers, you have a really nice tone. I like it. I don't know that you have a tone that will last through various different challenges for what I have planned, but I think you'll go for a while. I think you'll last for a while. I just feel that you might have...
Jeffers was top something in Rockstar. He obviously has a lasting tone.
I think that if Jeffers... when and if Jeffers gets kicked, if he doesn't win the competition...
Yes!
I don't think it'll be for mistakes that he made. I think it'll be more.
Yes!
I think it'll be for a song choice. I mean, I still think he'll go
Jeffers
for several rounds.
Jeffers is a teddy bear, and he will not cut us because if he's cut, Fluff will fly over the floor.
I mean, no, I'm like, I will severely hate the episode in which Jeffers is cut, but I've liked everything that he's done. I especially like the song.
You can't
song made me
assume that he will be cut, because that makes it as of you and me.
I'm saying that if Jeffers was to get cut, I don't think that it'll be for mistakes, because Jeffers he's doing a lot of good things as a singer, and I'm liking everything that you're doing as a singer. I just feel that maybe unless
I'll protect you, Jeffers. Gil wants to cut you.
I don't want to cut him.
Fluff fly all over the place.
I don't want to cut him. I just think that if he does get cut, it won't be for mistakes so much as a tone thing, which is, you don't have a bad tone, so don't take that incorrectly. Is more of as a what's the word I'm looking for? I think that I think there might be a song that would come up that just. Your voice might not fit the song for some reason. I just think there might be a song choice time that comes up. But I'm not too worried about that. But I did really, really like this song. Oh my gosh, I really like this one. It made me feel happy. I actually felt happy listening to this song.
Yeah, Jeffers is a dancing teddy bear. He makes everyone happy.
I'll really feel your energy up on this one. One of the better energy songs tonight, in my opinion. And I really liked your harmonies on this. Other than that, I don't have too much to say. Valk, what about you?
Yay! I thought by the email title, this is going to be a Beatles song. And I was like, I'm going to murder that teddy bear in his sleep if it is a Beatles song. And it was not, so I was like, oh, never mind then. It's 3 a.m. and I ate half a bag of cotton candy. you've gotten, like, so much better as a singer, Jeffers. Uh-huh. Like, you used to have pitch problems a lot, and, like, I didn't hear any of that in here. And it just sounded, like, really pretty. Like you said your girlfriend requested the song, and, like, your girlfriend should, like pick all your songs. This is really good.
This was really good, yeah.
Yeah, it made me feel happy too. I was like bouncing. I pictured you like lounging in like a Hawaiian t-shirt or something, like I don't know, on the beach dancing or something, barefoot or something. I don't know. And I really liked when you did the panning with the like layering and the panning with the doo-doo-doos or whatever, like halfway through the song. I thought that was cool, and your voice really fit the song well. And I love your falsetto. It sounds so
Oh yeah, oh my
cool.
gosh, I like
I'm
it.
like, whoa, Jeffers can do falsetto now. This is amazing. It sounds so good though, and it's like so clean and nice. I think when you did that, like it kind of got drowned out a little by the music. So just be like careful of that. But that's like it.
Next then we have Autumn.